Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Saturday, the 2nd of April. The old Wigan boy, he'll have his brown paper bag out now. He'll be in the cupboard under the stairs, brown paper bag, breathing deeply into it as they get nearer kickoff. 2 hours to go. I've had a look this morning. I've run the Wigan numbers for you, Marky boy. They've been on the drift all morning. They were around even money, and they've drifted out. Now they were 2.2 when I last looked. On the drift, the old public don't like them. That's the old Wigan. 2.16, come back in a little bit again. Mark, you'll be pleased to know I've run a couple of models on the game this morning. A long-term one, short period one, and Wigan all ends up, son. The short-term one has them at... let's get it the right way round. I know you'll want me to be right here. The short-term one has Wigan a shade round about even money, 2.01, and they can back them at 2.16. So you're looking good there. And then the short-term one had them, I believe it had them a touch of odds on. Yeah, just a shade of odds on. So, Wigan all the way, son. If you can back them round about, if they hold up that 2.16, 2.2, a bit of value in Wigan today. I'll tell you what is also value there is a first half goal. Kicking off at 12:30, first half goal, Wigan-Bolton. What I love about FTS, I've started taking interest in teams and games that I would never ever look at. I've got Wigan-Bolton. We've got the old Welsh derby today, old Mark down in... Wales C's got me looking out the Welsh Derby. You've got Wales number 2 City hosting the number 1 Cardiff, hosting Swansea, number 2 hosting 1 Marky boy. I'll get into that one in a minute. Have a look at that for you. I'm looking at Charlton Lincoln for good value in a first half goal there. Lincoln for Martin Wade, the user, came on the podcast. I look at Motherwell's score for Dylan. I'm too scared to ask him because I've made the mistake before. Simon, is it Dundee or Dundee United? I think it's Dundee. I keep looking at the Dundee score, but I might have the wrong one. We look at Ibs for Darren. I just look at all these teams that I would never even bother with. And the Wigan-Bolton game, it's got me, having been up there last week, it's got me, I'm fully involved in it. Well, how's it going to play out? Is Mark going to be in the old Dougie B having a few drinks? Or is he going to be at home sucking his thumb, rocking backwards and forwards? He texts me, isn't he? He's nervous. Get a grip, man. Let's give you a couple of... Let's do this Cardiff-Swansea game. Let's have a look at the Cardiff-Swansea odds here, our Marky boy. Let's put you out of your misery. So, first half goal at Wigan, and Wigan slight value. Charlton Lincoln, great value for a first half goal as well. So, those two there, if you want to get involved. They're not official pod... I've got a couple of pod goals bets, but that just... As I looked at these games, I noticed it. So, we got, what, Cardiff 2.38. I think they won, what, 3 of their last 4, haven't they? Cardiff up against Swansea. Let's have a look. They'll all be excited down there in Wales, getting all excited. The old Swans, Cardiff. Oh, look at that. They sit 16th, Swansea in the table. Cardiff 17th. Swansea with a game in hand, but Cardiff have won 3 of their last 4. Swansea only won 1 of their last 4. This is poised, this one, isn't it? Absolutely poised. Let's just have a look at the odds. So we have got Cardiff at 2.38. And Swansea at 3.5 with the draw at 3.3. Right, on short-term model first. For short-term model, we have Cardiff. Oh, we got Cardiff good odds on. We've got Cardiff good odds on. What price are they available at? 2.38. Short-term model has Cardiff 1.7. So that's obviously taking into account that recent current form, the teams they've beaten. 3 out of the last 4. Let's have a little bit look longer term. Longer term as Cardiff. Where are we? Cardiff. Oh, yeah. See, the longer term doesn't play out quite so well, representing their league position. 2.67. So their value on the short term model, but not on the long term model. So I wouldn't touch them with a barge pole that match, personally. What about. If they're that big, what about the draw 3.83? And 3.15 Swansea on the long term. So Swansea tad a value on the long term model, but they're not on the short term. So the long term to the short term doesn't back each other up there. I'd like to see them both. If Cardiff had been favourites on both, I'd have got very interested with that short term number. But when you look back over a number of games, we'll see what happens. Nothing in the Cardiff-Swansea game, Mark. I guess just to wish you luck in Wales' second city. Best of luck to you. Two games. I'm mental. I got some bits from yesterday. I can't even. My head's so scrambled with what's going on. I can't remember. But a couple of things that people came back to me on, which I will deal with on Monday. Could be getting a rant time by the time I've stewed on them properly. QPR versus Fulham. QPR Fulham over 2.5 goals. Currently 1.78, model price 1.42. So great value there. One you may want to wait, let it get till 2.0 and drip in. Obviously, Fulham flying high in the Championship to come straight back up again. So QPR Fulham over 2.5 goals. You might want to let it get started. And play the goals. And similarly, Lille Bordeaux 1.88 over 2.5, 1.52 model. So you might want to let that one get to even money. So that's the two official pod Saturdays, QPR and Lille, both over 2.5. Both got great value in them. As I say, there is good value in that Wigan Bolton game for a first half goal, and there is good value in Charlton Lincoln for a first half goal. Nothing in the Swansea game, Cardiff-Swansea game. Let's just see how it plays out. All have a fantastic Saturday. It is Scottish National Day. Scottish National, a bit more my expertise here, Andy Richmond. I'll just give you the Scottish National winner. Hold on a second. I've got that somewhere. Where is it? Hang on a minute. Where is it? Air, isn't it? That's the one. Air. Here we go. 3:35 at Air. Scottish National. The winner is going to be Major Dundee. Prices are crap in this race, by the way. But the winner is going to be Major Dundee, Tom Cannon. Priced about 10-1. That's winning it. And then I add one for a bit of value if you want a little bit of a go. Where was that? Can't even find it now. Flipping useless. I could give you the 1-2-3 because Major Dundee will be followed home by the Ferrymaster and Innisfree Lad, and then Innisfree Lad for a bit of value at 28-1. So there you go. Major Dundee wins it, priced about 10-1. Followed home by the Ferrymaster, best price of 12s at Bet365, and Innisfree Lad 33-1s at Bet365, and Ladbrokes will trail home third for the place money. There you go. Not how many podcasts are giving you the first three in the National? Nailed on. See Tigers 1.3 to play the Masters. We might as well let Jack come back as well, might we? Might have. Four ball at the back. Sandy Lyle, Larry Mize, Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. Might as well have that, mightn't we? Anyway, have a lovely weekend. As I say, I'm not going to say I'll be back to normal, but you know, I'm back home getting things sorted out. I'm on my own, me and the dog. Don't know how long that's going to be. And then she's meant to be going to Malta for second grandchild. But birthday of first grandchild at the end of the month. Second grandchild coming in May. She's meant to be out there for 2-3 months in. I'm like, anyone want to move in with me? Does anyone want to move in, keep me company? I'll be flipping, driving. I'll drive you lot mad. Imagine what I do to myself every day. Right, well, all have a lovely day. Mark, enjoy the football, son. Get the old brown paper bag out. Breathe deep. But I think it's going to be a comfortable one. And best wishes to another Latics fan, Joe Hamilton. Joe's got COVID, so can't make the game. Get well, son. Get well soon, Joe. See, that's what happens when you're out partying at Cheltenham till all hours, son. Mixing in these big crowds, that's what happens. COVID, it's still there. People telling you it's gone. But there you go. Right, arrivederci. Have a lovely Saturday, and I'll be back with you all Monday morning.